All right, let's try this again. Good morning. Today's daf is Ayin Ches 78. We are picking up at the Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, Mocher Asachamor, Lo Mocher Kelov. So we'll say again, continuing on the halachos concerning when you sell something, what is included in that sale. So the Mishnah now says, if you go ahead and you sell a donkey, you have not sold the kelim, the utensils together with that donkey. Now we'll discuss exactly in the Gemara what kelim, what kelov ultimately refers to. Nacham Hamadi Omer, so Nacham Hamadi says, Macher kelov. Nacham Hamadi says, no, you did in fact go ahead and include the kelim, include the utensils of, thank you, Baruch Hashem, include the utensils of the donkey. Rabbi Huda says, Parim pa'amim mechurim, u'pa'amim eina mechurim. Rabbi Huda says, sometimes, Rabbi Huda seems to take a little bit of a middle approach, that sometimes, ultimately, the kelim are included, sometimes they're not included. So, ketzot, so says the Gemara, what's the case? Haya chamor lefanav v'kelov alof. If ultimately, again, there was a chamor in front of me, and the kelim, the utensils were on it. Va'amar lo machar li chamarcha zeh. And I say to the owner, sell me your chamor. Hare zeh kelov mechurin. Ultimately, again, then the chamor as well as the kelim are considered sold. Chamor chahu, I will say right now that we're going to read this statement as, this is your donkey, ain kelov mechurin. Ultimately, again, the kelim, the utensils, are not included. So, Bosai, what we have over here essentially seems to be a three-way machlokes. The Tanakhama saying, called the Rabbanon say, that when you sell a donkey, the utensils of the donkey are not included. Nacham Hamadi saying the utensils of the donkey are included. And Rabbi Huda seemingly taking a middle approach. Rabbi Huda is saying that everything depends on whether or not, what the state of the chamor is at the time of the actual sale. If, again, the chamor had its kelim on, and you said to the owner, chamorcha, machali chamorcha zeh, then the kelim are included. Chamorcha hu, the kelim are not included. That distinction we'll explain in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amru Ula. Sula said, machlokes bisak v'disakya v'kumni. So this is the machlokes between the Rabbanon and Nachum Hamadi is only in the case of the sack. Now the sack again means like the sacks that the donkey uses to carry merchandise. Disakya is a saddlebag, and kumni. If you take a look at kumni, actually not yet. The Gemara is going to discuss what kumni is. So it says the Gemara, the machlokes is about these items. The Tanakhama Savar Stam Chamor Lirkov Koi, because the Tanakhama holds that a Stam Chamor, a regular donkey, is primarily used for riding. In other words, Tanakhama holds that primarily a donkey is a form of transportation. Therefore, again, so listen to this logic. Therefore, the Tanakhama says, when I buy a donkey, the assumed use of that donkey is transportation, which means that anything that by definition is not part of transportation is not included in the sale. For Nacham Hamadi Savar, Nacham Hamadi on the other hand says, no, Stam Chamor Lemasui Koi. Nacham Hamadi says, no, a Stam Chamor, regular donkey, is really a beast of burden. It's a beast of burden. I will say, now, once you understand it like this, this is always very interesting, because it turns out then that their machlokes really is a machlokes in the fundamental or primary usage of a donkey. And how you view the primary usage of the donkey ultimately will shape what's included in the sale of the donkey. So the Rabbanon who say that a donkey is primarily used as a mode of transportation will say only those items necessary to use the donkey in that fashion are included in the sale. Nachum Hamadi who says that no, the primary use of a donkey is a beast of burden, then by definition, again, we'll say anything that is necessary for the donkey to be used as a beast of burden are the mice included in the sale. Aval, but according to all of them, aval ukof umardos kilkuli v'chabak. But I will say these items, like the ukof is the saddle, mardas is actually the blanket, kilkuli and chabak. If you take a look at the Rashbam says kilkuli. He says likshur ha'ukof v'chavisha sachamor. The kilkuli is what holds down the ukof, is what holds down the saddle, and chabak. So chabak also, these are other things, different straps that go across the animal in order to hold down the saddle and allow the animal to be used ultimately for writing purposes. So everyone agrees that these particular items are going to be included. Divrei Hakol Mechurin. Everyone will agree that they are included in the sale. Fine. Says the Gemara, may say, we're going to raise the kasha, chamor v'kelov ani mocher lecha. Supposed to listen to this. Let's say I say I'm selling my chamor, I'm selling my donkey to Reuven, and I say to Reuven, Reuven, I'm selling you my chamor and the kelov, my chamor and its utensils. So what's the halacha? Harei ze mochar es ha'ukof ve'es ha'mardas ve'es ha'kilkali ve'es ha'chabak. So if I go ahead and I say, Reuven, I'm selling you my chamor and my kelim, I have sold him again the ukof, the saddle, the mardas, the blanket, the kilkali, the chabak, thank you, Satan. The kilkali, the chabak, these straps that hold everything in place. Avalo machar, sak, vidisakya, vikumni. But I have not sold again the sacks, the saddlebag, and the kumni. Again, we still haven't defined what the kumni is. So the Gemara says, Ubizman sha'amar lo, he, vichomasha aleha. But if I go ahead and I say, I'm selling you everything, I'm selling you the donkey and everything that is on it, then hare kulan mechurin. Then ultimately, again, what Shabbos say, then everything is considered to be sold. Shabbos say, so now the Gemara's kasha is on the first statement over here. Remember again, the Braisa said, chamor v'kelev ani mocher lecha. I'm selling you my chamor and the kelim. So in that case, the Gemara says, hare ze machar es ha'ukof mardas kilkali chabak. So the Gemara says, "Time of the Amarlei, Chamar v'Kelev, who dekani Ukof u'Mardas." The reason, according to the Braisa, that when I sell the donkey to Reuven, that Reuven acquires the Ukof and the Mardas, that he acquires the saddle and the blanket, is why? Because I made the declarative statement that I'm selling you b'Chamar and Kelev. If I were not to make that statement, Ha lo Amarlei hachi. Lo. But I will say, what do you see from here? That had I not made that declarative statement, these items, like the saddle, the blanket, and the straps, would not be included. And I will say, now this poses a stira. This poses a contradiction. What's the nature of the contradiction? The nature of the contradiction is as follows. Based on what we learned previously, just in the few lines before, we assume that there are certain things which are automatically included in the sale of a donkey. So if I go ahead and I sell my donkey to Reuven, automatically included in that is what? Is the ukof, the saddle, the mardas, the blanket. You know, the blanket is what the saddle sits upon. As well as these associated straps, the kilkali and the chabak. And even if I say nothing, meaning even if I just stam sell a donkey, these items are automatically included in that sale. That's what we assumed. Now the Gemara comes along and tells me that's what? Now the Gemara seems, now according to this price, it is only if I say I'm selling you the chamor, the chol kelav. Only if I tell you that I'm selling you the chamor and its utensils, are things like the saddle, the blanket, and the other things included. So let's say, so which one is it? To which the Gemara says, no. Huadin. Da'afagav the lo amalei chamor v'kelov nami ukaf umar da'as mechurin. In reality, even if I did not say the chamor and its utensils, right? Even if I did not say the chamor and its utensils, the ukaf and the mardas, the saddle, as well as the blanket, are ultimately included in the sale. I have a hakamashwalan. So what is the Braisa coming to teach me? The hakamashwalan. The afagav the amarle chamor v'kelav sak v'desakya v'kumni lo kani. We'll say the novelty of the Braisa is the following. What the Gemara is suggesting is like this: that at the end of the day, when you go ahead and you just sell a chamor, there are certain items that are automatically included in that sale. What's automatically included in the sale? It's four things: the ukaf, the saddle, the mardas, the blanket, the kilkali, and the chabak, which are the associated straps that are associated with, actually the straps that are associated with the saddle. Those are automatically included in the sale of the donkey. The novelty of the Braisa, Rav Osai, is that if I go ahead and I sell a donkey to Reuven, even if I say I'm selling you the donkey, the chol kelav and all of its utensils, that does not include the sak, the sakya, and kumni. Rav Osai, that I would have thought that Lamaise, if I say I'm selling you the donkey and all of its associates and all of its kelim. I would have thought that that includes all of the associated items as well. Kamash malon, no. Kamash on that, apparently, in order to go ahead and include the sack, these other, I guess what we'll call merchandise-related items, actually merchandise transport-related items, have to make a more explicit statement. So the Gemara just says, by the way, my kumni, we've spoken about this kumni multiple times. What is this kumni? Amrapar bar Shmuel, Merkavta dinashi. So we'll say a kumni was a special woman's saddle. So she used to have a special woman's saddle that essentially allowed her to sit sideways on the donkey. Ibai lehu. So we'll say, so says the Gemara, we ask the following kasha. Ba'odan alav machlokes, ava b'she'inon alav, moda lehu nacham aladi. Oh, Dilma, so we'll say, so the Gemara is the following kasha. Do we say, the Gemara is trying to frame now the machlokis between the Rabbanon and Nacham Hamadis. Remember again, the way that machlokis appears in the Mishnah is in the following way. The Mishnah said that if I go ahead and I sell my chamor, so I go ahead and I sell my chamor, so the Rabbanon say, Lo machres Caleb, I have not sold the associated utensils. Nacham Hamadi says, I have sold the associated utensils. The Gemara is going to try to frame that machlokes. Under what circumstances is this machlokes evolving? So ask the Gemara. Ba'odin alav machlokes? Is the machlokes when the utensils are on the donkey itself? Ava b'she'inon alav modelahu nacham hamadi. But if the utensils are not on the donkey, then what? The nacham hamadi will agree with the Rabbanon that they are not included in the sale. Or perhaps again, the machlokis is when the utensils are not on the donkey, but when the utensils are still on the donkey, ultimately the Rabbanon will agree to Nachum Hamadi, that's what? That the utensils are included in the sale. So which one is it? Says the Gemara Tashma, Ubizman Sha'amrlo, Hu V'chomash Sha'alav. Hare kulan mechurin. So I'll say, remember again, what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said that when you say, hu v'chomash shalav, if I say I'm selling the donkey, and everything that is on the donkey, hare kulan mechurin. Everything is included in the sale. So says the Gemara, i amrit bishlama, ba'olden alav machlokes. So I'll say, this makes sense if you say that the machlokes in the Rabban Nacham Amadi is when the utensils are actually on the animal, then I could say, whose opinion does the Braisa reflect? Hamari Rabbanani. That reflects if you have the Rabbanan. Eli Amrit Pesha'in Odan Alav Machlokes. But I will say, if you are going to say that the Machlokes in Nachum Amadi in the Rabbanan is when the utensils are not on the animal, Avaba Odan Alav Divrei HaKol Mechurin. But if the utensils are actually on the animal, everyone would agree that they are sold, then Hamani, whose opinion does this reflect? To which Hamani, who is a bit of this fact, to which the Gemara says, the Olam, B'she'in Odin Alav Machlokes. We'll say, in reality, the Machlokes between Nachum Hamadi and the Rabbanon, as it appears in the Mishnah, is dealing with a case where the utensils are not on the donkey. And therefore, again, the Rabbanon. And this price that we quoted before reflects the view of the Rabbanon. I, Ve'ima, Upizman Sha'amar Lo, Hu v'chomash sheroi liyo salof, and go ahead and excuse me, veima, and instead read it. O bizman, when is it included? Meaning, when do you include all of the merchandise? Bizman sha'amar lo hu v'chomash sheroi liyo salof. That the boss say, when do we say that everything is included? When I say to Reuven, I'm selling you everything, this donkey and everything that is roi to be on it. See, the boss say, in that kind of case, That is an all-encompassing statement. If you go ahead and you say, I'm selling you the donkey, and everything that is fit to be on this donkey, so we'll say, what's included in that sale? Everything. Because Lamaisa, everything is fit to be on that donkey. Both, again, the basic included item, as well as any type of items normally used for transport. Fine. Tashma, Rav Yehuda Omer, Pamim Mukhurin, Pamim She'inan Mukhurin. So what says the Gemara? Behuda says, now remember, the Gemara is quoting now from the Mishnah. So remember, the way it worked in the Mishnah was the following. We had these three different opinions. So on one hand, again, we had the Rabbanon who said that when you sell a donkey, you have not sold the kelim. That's number one. Nachum Adi says you have sold the kelim. And Rabbi Hudo seems to come in with what appears to be a compromised position. So says the Gemara, so Tashma, Rabbi Hudo Omer, Pamim Mechurim, Pamim Sheina Mechurim. Rabbi Hudo says sometimes the utensils are sold, sometimes they're not sold. So says the Gemara, my love, Amai Dika Amar Tanakama Koi Rabbi Huda, is Rabbi Huda, do we assume that Rabbi Huda is coming along and coming to comment on the statement of the Tanakama, of the Rabbanas? We'll say, there's a machlokes between Nachum Amadi and the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Huda is trying to reach a middle position. That's what we assume, that's how we read the Mishnah. To which the Gemara says, Lo, Rabbi Huda, Amar Beza, we'll say, Rabbi Huda, Milsa Achrisi Kamar. Rabbi Huda, in fact, is coming along and saying something separate and distinct. Amrali Ravina Viravashi. So I'll say, so Ravina is like Viravashi. So I'm sorry, Milsa Achrisi Kamar. Rabbi Huda is coming to say something different. Now take a look at the top Rashabam. I infest some of these. Inu Airu Bishain Odan Allah. So we'll say, let's take a step back for just a moment. The way we have framed the machlokes between Rabbanon and Nachum Hamadi is in the following situation. All of the utensils are on the chamor, are on the donkey. Right? They're all there. The machlokes between Nachum Hamadi and Rabbanon is in a case where what? Is in a case where Lemaisa, again, the way we set up the machlokes is the donkey has all its utensils on it. Now the shayla is, when I sell that donkey, does the sell donkey include the utensils or not? The Rabbanon say no. Nachum Hamadi says yes. Rabbi Huda now is coming to introduce a new case. Now take a look at the top Rashbam. Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Mil Sachrisi Kama. Inu Ayri. B'she'in Od. I'm sorry, I just said that the opposite. Nachum Hamadi and the Rabbanon are dealing with a case of where the donkey does not have its utensils on it. I'm selling a plain donkey. Now there's a machlokes Rabbi Huda and Nachum Hamadi. Excuse me. One more time. The machlokes in the Tanakama and Nachum Hamadi deals with a case of where the donkey does not have its utensils upon it. The Rabbanon say the utensils are not included in the sale. Nachum Hamadi says the utensils are included in the sale. Comes along Rabbi Huda and says the following. Now read the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Inhu Ayri B'She'in Odan Halov. Aval Ba'odan Halov, Divri HaKol Machar. Now, according to what the Gemara is holding right now, that if the utensils were to be on the donkey, and I buy a donkey as it is with its utensils on, I purchase the donkey as well as the utensils. Which I will say makes sense. Va'as Rabbi Huda Le'efluge. Rabbi Huda now comes to argue on that. And he says, Aduk Yedido, Dafilu Ba'odan Allah Panim Shein Mechurin. Rabbi Huda comes on and says the following. So now let's frame what we have. The Machlokes, as it appears in the Mishnah, is talking about a situation where I'm going to purchase a donkey, and ultimately, again, nothing is on the donkey. So I'm purchasing a plain donkey. So now the Shaila becomes, when you purchase a donkey, do you purchase the associated accoutrements, donkey accoutrements, or not? So Rabbanon say no. Nachum Hamadi says yes. But everyone would agree that obviously if the donkey is, what's the right word? Fully dressed, adorned, right? If the donkey is adorned, meaning it's wearing all of its associated accoutrements, everyone will agree that what? That those items are included in the sale. Rabbi Huda comes along and says no. Even in a case where the donkey is adorned with its associated accoutrements, depending on how you phrase the sale, will determine whether or not those associated accoutrements are included in the sale or not. So it says the Gemara. Now again, so therefore, that's what Rabbi Huda said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda said, if you say, Machar li chamar chazeh, sell me this donkey, then everything is included. if I say machar lichal, if I say chamarchahu, this is your donkey, then it's not all included. Now we'll discuss those different lashonos in just a moment. Says the Gemara, Amali Rabbi and Ravashi, Tashma, machar es hakaron, lo machar es hapradoz. So let's remember again, going back to last Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said, if I sold Reuven my wagon. So remember again, as we saw yesterday, sale of the wagon does not automatically include the sale of the mules. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Kamid Rav Yevo, Macher Es HaKaron, Macher Es HaPrados. The yet again we learned, again another opinion of Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava said before Rav Yevo, that if you sold the wagon, you did sell the mules. Va'amarlei, Ha'anan, Va'ha'anan Lo Macher Tanan. But yet he said to him, but we learned in our Mishnah that it's not included in the sale. Va'amarlei, and he said to him, this is actually just what we learned yesterday. Va'amarlei Yisayim, he responded back, so what should I do? Should I erase the braisa that I have? Va'amarlei Lo. And he said, no, rather, tetargei masnisach ba'adukim bo. Rather, explain Rabosai, your braisa, explain your braisa as a case of where the mules are hitched to the wagon. So in a case of where the mules are hitched to the wagon, then what? Then, everyone will agree that the mules are included in the sale. But lemaisa, again, if the mules are not hitched to the wagon, then Rabosai, sale of the wagon, by definition, does not include the mules. Michlal, the masnisin, I will say first wide line, ayin chesim and days. Michlal de masnisin v'she'ein adukimbo. We would infer from this that the Mishnah is talking about a case where what? Where, again, the mules are not attached to the wagon. Umidereisha v'she'ein odin alav. I will say, now the fact that the reisha, and the Gemara calls the reisha the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah with the wagon. The fact that the reisha is dealing with a case of where the mules are not attached to the wagon, seifa nami b'she'ein odan alav. I would say that what? That the seifa, which Rabbi says a reference to our Mishnah, is also talking about a case where nothing is attached to the donkey. In other words, that the Mishnah must be talking about a case where the donkey is not wearing any of its associated accoutrements, to which the Gemara says, I will say now that's problematic, because remember, Rabbi Huda is interpreting the Mishnah as dealing with the case of where what? The donkey is fully adorned. And whereas in the machlokes between Rabbi Huda and between the Tanakama and Nachum Amadi, the machlokes depends on whether or not the donkey is wearing its associated accoutrements. According to Rabbi Huda, even if the donkey is fully adorned, everything depends on the lashon you use. But yet, again, based on how we set up the previous Mishnah, it would make more sense to say ultimately again that what? That we're dealing, our Mishnah is dealing with the case of where the donkey is not adorned. Adarabba says the Gemara, because it's just the opposite. Imaresha, look at the beginning of that previous Mishnah. Avalo, bro, so this is the Mishnah before that was dealing with the boats. Avalo machar es ha'avodim velo es ha'antiki. Remember again, the Mishnah said that when you sell a boat, you have not sold the slaves, nor have you sold the antiki, which is, remember again, the merchandise. So I mean, on my antiki, what's the antiki? Amra papa iska de bigava. We'll say that refers to the merchandise that is inside the boat. And since the Reisha, that first Mishnah by the boat, is dealing with what the Gemara calls Odalov. Odalov means we're dealing with the case of where the slaves are in the boat. The merchandise is in the boat. Seifa nami ba'odalov. I could say that our Mishnah of the donkey is also dealing with the case of where what? The associated accoutrements are on the donkey itself. Ella. Rather, what you have to say, Rabosai, is that the three Mishnahs that we've learned so far do not have an associated structure. In other words, Elatana, Mili, Mili, Katani. Rather, what you have to say is what, Rabosai, that Lamaisa, each Mishnah is kind of reckoned on its own. So says the Gemara, Amr Abai, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasir, Masumkos, Venacham Amadi, all of these opinions, Kula, Svira, Lahu, Ki Mizabin, Ki Mazbin, Inish Midi, Ihu v'chol tashmishasei mazmin. So what's this? It says Abaye, all of these great rabbanim all hold the same shita, which is that when you sell something, you sell an item and all of its associated accoutrements. So what's the? Where do we see this? Rabbi Lazar, we say this Rabbi Lazar, this nun, Rabbi Lazar Omer, hamokar es beis habad machar es akora. Because Rabbi Lazar holds, Rabbi said that when you sell an olive press, what else do you sell with the olive press? You sell the beam that is associated with actually crushing the olives. So you see from here that when you sell something, you sell all of its associated accoutrements. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says this time, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hamocher es ha'ir, Macher es ha'santer. So remember, Rav Shlomo Gamliel says that when you sell a city, you sell the santer. Remember again, what was the santer? So we saw Machlokes. The santer was that eved, right? Was that slave, that, or that servant, that civil servant who came with the city, who knows all of the different boundaries, right? He knows where every field ends and begins. Rabbi Meir says, Desanyo, Rabbi Meir Omer, Machar Esakerem, Machar Tashmishi Akerem. That if you go ahead and you sell a vineyard, you've also sold all of the associated accoutrements of the vineyard. Rabbi Nassan v'Sumchus bitzis v'dugis. So Rabbi Nassan and Sumchus, they hold that when you sell a boat, you sell the little rowboat, right? What did we call it? The dinghy, right? You go, Rabbi Zalman, thank you, right? You go ahead and you sell the dinghy along with it. And Nacham Amadi had Amran. And Nachamadir will say, ultimately, again, as what we just said in the Mishnah, namely, that when you sell a donkey, you sell all of its associated accoutrements. So where we are holding right now is the following. Okay, so where we're holding right now is we start out the Mishnah with the Machlokes between the Rabbanon and Nacham Hamadi. So Rabbanon say that when you sell a donkey, you do not sell any of the associated accoutrements. The Nacham Hamadi says you do. The way we start out that machlokes is that's talking about a donkey that is not currently adorned. It's not adorned with any of those associated accoutrements. That's the machlokes. But if the donkey were to be adorned with all of its associated accoutrements, then what? Everyone would agree that those associated accoutrements are included in the sale. Rabbi Huda comes along and says, no, even if the donkey is adorned with all of its associated accoutrements, it depends on how you phrase the sale. Depending on how you phrase the sale will determine ultimately, again, if the associated accoutrements are included in the sale or not. So now we're going to jump into this. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pami Mechuras. Remember again, so ask the Gemara, Maishna Chamarcha Zu, Umaishna Chamarcha Hu. So remember again how the Mishnah read, it's actually quite strange. Rabbi Yehuda says, and I remember, Rabbi Yehuda is dealing with a case where the donkey is fully adorned. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, if I go over to Reuven, I say to Reuven, Machar li chamarcha zeh, Reuven, sell me this donkey, that I've bought the donkey and all of his associated accoutrements. If on the other hand I say, chamarcha hu, your donkey, or right, if I say chamarcha hu, this your donkey, then I've only bought the donkey, but not the associated utensils. So says the Gemara, I don't understand. Maishna chamarcha zeh, maishna chamarcha hu. Amirava, oh. Chamarcha zu, yada de chamra didehu, v'hai de ka'amra le zu, mishum kelov. So what's the Gemara understands Rabbi Huda's lashon in the following way. The Gemara understands that Rabbi Huda means like this. If I go over to Reuven, I say, Reuven, I want to buy machar li chamarcha zu. I want you to sell me this donkey. I will say, now remember, Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that if the donkey is fully adorned, a basic sale, like the opinion of Nachum Amadi, will include the utensils. Excuse me. Rabbi Huda will say like this. In a case where, ultimately, again, I know the donkey belongs to Reuven, so that word zu is superfluous. So the reason I use the word zu is why? To say to Reuven, I'm buying the donkey, what? As is. This donkey as is, which includes what, Rabbi Osai? Which includes all of the associated accoutrements. However, hu delo yada de chamra didehu. V'halchi kamarle chamarcho hu shetim kamernali. So we'll say it's amazing what a little punctuation could do. Rabbi Huda understands, on the other hand, that Rabbi will say, if I go over to Reuven, I say, Reuven, is this your donkey? I'd like to buy it. So when I say, is it your donkey? That's an interrogative. If it's interrogative, is this your donkey? Chamarcho, is this yours? So we'll say, ultimately, again, we understand that interrogative to be phrased as a desire to buy the donkey, but ultimately, again, not the associated accoutrements. So therefore, again, essentially, what Rabbi Huda says is the following. If I'm making a declarative statement, and that declarative statement has that word, zu, this donkey, that means this donkey as is, I'm buying everything. If I say, chamarcho, who, is this your donkey? I'd like to buy it. Then the understanding of that question is, I'm interested in buying the donkey, but without the associated accoutrements. Take a look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Chamar chahu, mashma lashon she'ila. He's asking a question. Amar lo, im chamar chahu, is this your donkey? V'tim karehu li, would you mind selling it to me? Hilchach, lo machar es kelov, v'sirle v'rad Yehuda, da mochar es hachamor stam, lo machar es kelav, va'afilu ba'odon alav. So both say, the underlying sheet of Rabbi Huda, Zatab Yehuda says that you never go ahead, we never assume that utensils are included in the sale, even if what? Even if they're on the animal. So we'll say, so it turns out that Rabbi Huda is even more chamer than the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan will agree that under normal circumstances, the associated utensils are not included in the sale. But according to the Rabbanan, if those utensils are what? If those utensils are on the animal at the time of the sale, they're included. Rabbi Huda says, no, even if the utensils are on the sale, on the animal, even if those utensils are on the animal at the time of the sale, they are not included in the sale unless explicitly articulated. So we'll say, so it turns out we have a three-way machlokes. If, okay, so machlokes between Tanakama and Nachamadi, if the associated accoutrements are not on the animal at the time of the sale, so the Rabbanon say that it is not included, Nachamadi says they are included. If the associated accoutrements are on the animal at the time of the sale, then what? Everyone will agree that lamaisa again are included. Rabbi says no. Even if the associated accoutrements are on the animal at the time of the sale, they're not included unless what? Unless the person makes an explicit statement to indicate that they are included. We'll say, how do we paskin? We paskin ultimately again like the Rabbanon, and therefore again I will say in the following situation: if I'm buying a donkey from Reuven and the donkey is fully laden with all of its associated accoutrements, the assumption is the sale includes those items. But if the donkey is not wearing those associated accoutrements at the time of the sale, then what? Then we do not assume that those items are included in the sale itself. Says the Mishnah, Hamoch esach hamar, machar esach siach. What's another interesting case? If I sell a donkey, included in the sale of the donkey is its young. Is its young. Whatever you call it, a donkey calf. Right, is it's young. Siach is the offspring. Machra sapara, lo machra sapara. On the other hand, if you sell a cow, we'll say the calf is not automatically included in that sale. Machra ashpa, machra zablo. If you sell an ashpa, then we'll say ashpa normally means a garbage dump. But the truth is, what people also used to do in a garbage dump is they would compost. They would compost. So when you go ahead and you sell the garbage dump, so the manure that's there is also included in the sale. Machar bar, machar memel. When you sell a pit, you sell the water in the pit as well. Machar kaveres, machar dvorim. If you sell a beehive, including the beehive, sell the beehive are the bees. Machar shovach, machar yonim. If you went ahead and you sold the dove coat, the doves are included in the dove coat as well. It says the Gemara, hechi dami. So we'll say, let's go back to the case. So remember, Mishnah made a distinction. If you sell a donkey, so its young are not included in that sale. On the other hand, if you sold a donkey, the young, right, the offspring is included, yet if you sold a cow, the calf is not included. So what's the case? If you said to the purchaser, I'm selling you the animal and its offspring, I feel a part of an anami, then even the cow and its offspring should be included. But if you're not going ahead and in saying that I'm selling you the mother and its child, then why would the donkey's offspring be included in the sale? To which the Gemara says, "Amra Papa, do Amra Lei Chamar Minika Upara Minika Ani Mocher Lecha." Because we'll say, what's the case? The case is where I say to Reuven, who's purchasing this item from me, "I'm selling you a nursing chamar, or I'm selling you again a nursing cow." So the Gemara says, "Bishtama Para Ika Lemeimer Lachal Baboi." Boy loves. We'll say, when I say to Reuven, when Reuven says to me, I'm purchasing from you a nursing cow, so we'll say, so what purpose does that have for Reuven? Milk. Milk. In other words, when he says, I want to purchase a nursing cow, what he's saying is, I want to purchase a cow that has an abundant milk supply. I'm not purchasing the young, I just want the milk. Ela chamor, my comment. But we'll say, somebody says, I'm purchasing a nursing donkey. So we'll say, so what are you going to do with the donkey's milk? Rather, it must be shvamina. He ubenak amalei. Rather, we'll say, when you use this lashon that I'm purchasing a nursing donkey, it must mean that what? I'm purchasing the donkey along with its offspring. Va'amai karele siach. So we'll say, isn't that beautiful this is? Why do we call donkey offspring a siach? Right? Why, that's the word. That's the word ultimately again for the offspring of a donkey, the young of a donkey. Shemahalech achar sicha noah. So I said, this is actually quite beautiful because apparently you could call the animal over to you with soft speech. With soft speech. If you look at the Rashbam, it's about seven lines in the wide lines of the Rashbam. Shemahalich achar sicha noah. Bikriya binachas ubirimiza holech lemakum sha'adam chavetz. So apparently with the young donkey, if you call it nicely, if you speak softly to it, ultimately it'll come to you. Right? As opposed to the older donkey requires a bit more, a bit more force. So as I said, the Gemara now gets into a bit of a gadata. So Amar Rav Shlomo Bar Nachman Rav Yochanan, my d'ksiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Alkin Yomru Hamoshim. Supposed to listen to this. So this pasuk over here in Chumash Bamidbar. Alkin Yomru Hamoshim Ba'u Cheshbon Tibana V'Sikone in Ir Sichon. So we'll say this is in Parsha Sukkas. After we go ahead and we defeat Sichon, there's like a little bit of a shira that's sung over here. So the pasuk says, so Shnobar Nachman says in Yomru Hamoshim. What's the meaning when it says Alkin Yomru Hamoshim? Right? Therefore, again, the Moshlim, literally the rulers will say, Hamoshlim, Elu Hamoshlim B'Yitzim. We'll say, who are the ultimate rulers in this world? Those who are able to rule over their Yetzer. Those who are able to rule over their passions. What do they say? They'll say, so this is the Ezo Gibar Kovesh Es Yisro. Those who are able to rule over their passions. What do they say? Bo Cheshbon. Let's go to Cheshbon. Now we'll say Cheshbon was the capital city of Sichon's empire. But we dash in it, Bo'u v'nachshov b'cheshbono shel olam. Let's go and contemplate the greatest cheshbonos of this world. What are the greatest cheshbonos of this world? Hefsid mitzvah k'neged schara, u'schar aveira k'neged hefseda. Let's contemplate again the loss of a mitzvah corresponding to its reward, and the reward of an Aveira corresponding to its hefsid. So I'll say, what does this mean? What the Gemara is saying over here, and it's actually quite profound, that life is one ongoing cost-benefit analysis. That we'll say, you know, to perform a mitzvah, always has, there's always a cost. There's a cost in terms of resources, there's a cost in terms of time, but a person has to contemplate the cost of the mitzvah corresponding ultimately again to the great reward. On the flip side again, every Aveira also has a great reward, right? There are definitely benefits, meaning we wouldn't sin if it wasn't beneficial. There obviously are benefits to sin, but a person has to calculate the collateral damage of sin corresponding ultimately again to its reward. Tibana v'tikoni. So remember again, the Gemara says, this is the pasuk, Tibana v'tikoni. It will be built, it will be established. Imata osekin. We'll say, what does it mean about the osekin? If you do this, if I do what? If I live a life of cheshbon, if I live a life where I'm constantly contemplating again, hefsid mitzvah k'neged schara, schara veira k'neged hefseda, then what? Tibana ba'olam hazeh v'tikonin li'olam haba. I will be built up in this world and established for the world to come. So we'll say, this is really an incredibly beautiful Gemara. See what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is teaching us that what's the ultimate yisod in life? The ultimate yisod in life is Alkin Yomur HaMoshlim. We'll say the goal in life is to be in control of my Yetzer. To be in control ultimately of my desires in life. That's to be emotional in life. And how are you emotional? How do you control your Yetzer? By again, bo'u cheshbon. But I will say, living a life of cheshbon. Living a life where I'm constantly contemplating again, hef sid mitzvah k'neged schara, schara veira k'neged hefseda. Cost benefit us. I will say, everything, you know, everything in life has a benefit and a cost. There's no such thing in life that's only cost and no benefit, and there's no such thing in life that's only benefit and no cost. Everything in life is a mixture. And so we'll say, if you understand that in life, you have a limited amount of resources. Same way a person has a limited amount of money, you have a limited amount of spiritual resources as well. I have to figure out, how do I use that to maximize my spiritual returns? That's what it means, bo'u cheshbon, to live a life of cheshbono shel olam. Constantly, I'm going to do this. What's the cost? What's the benefit? Do the benefits outweigh the cost, or do the cost benefit outweigh the benefits? And Rabbi say, imagine if we approach life like that, contemplating that on every single step, imagine again how enriched our lives would be. And the Gemara says, if we do that, then Tibana v'tikoni, in the pasuk says, I will build up and establish myself in this world and establish myself in the world to come. Here, Sichon, Rabbi, we'll do one more line. Here, Sichon, Im Adam Mesim Atzmo. So we'll say, here's the problem. Ir sichon, so Gemara makes a little bit of a play on words. Ir, also could be ayir. Ayir means, we'll say, means like a young donkey. If a person makes himself like a young donkey, that's what? Shemahalich achar sichana. He always follows the pleasant speech. And we'll say, what is this the pleasant speech of? This is the pleasant speech of the Yetzirah. If a person makes himself like a young donkey, who always follows after the pleasant speech of the Yetzirah, Maksiv acharav, ki eish yatsa mecheshbon. A fire will come out from cheshbon. We'll say, what does this mean? Teitze eish mimachshavin. Right? Ultimately, again, the fire will come from those Rabbosai who do make the cheshbon, from those who do contemplate. In other words, that's the tzaddikim. V'tochal es she'ina mechashvin. And will go ahead and consume those who do not make the proper shikulin, proper calculations in life. Ulava mikiryas sichon. So the Gemara says, and ultimately, again, the fire will come out ultimately from kiryas sichon. Mikiryas tzaddikim shenikru usichin. From literally, again, the assembly of the tzaddikim, who are called sichin, Rabosi, are called trees. We have this constant delusion that the righteous are ultimately called trees as well, like the Eitz Chaim hi lamacha zikimba. So also, the idea over here being that those who do not live a life of cheshbon, ultimately, again, will be swallowed up by those who do live a life of cheshbon. They both said, now what does this mean? So remember again, the Rashbam actually quotes the Gemara that said before. Remember the Gemara said a few days ago that in Olam Haba, everybody is like singed by the chuppah of their friend. Then in the Olam HaEmes, when those who lived life without cheshbon see those who lived life with cheshbon, ultimately again, it hurts. Because they realize what they could have had, they realize how they could have lived. They realize how they could have lived in a rich life had they just done a little bit more of that cost-benefit analysis. But of course, by the time they realize this, they're already in the Olam HaEmes, and it's too short, or it's not enough time to be able to correct it. We'll say, we'll stop over here, but today, but again, I'm going to record a thought for Pesach a little bit later, so we'll post it to the podcast. But understand again how the Gemara is ending off of here, we'll say. Such an incredible yisod. That bo cheshbon, al kin yomur ha-moshlim. We'll say, incredible yisod in life. The goal in life is to be a moshal. Don't let your yetzer control you. You control your yetzer. But the only way to do that is how? Bo cheshbon. Is if you live a life of constant cheshbonos. You live a life of constant contemplations. Person is always engaging in the cost-benefit analysis, figuring out, hefsed mitzvah keneget schara, hefsed schar aveda keneget hefseda. Halavai, we should be zocha. Your personal